But you got people trying to bring every kind of lifestyle that's against God, against the word, against, will not recognize God, and people trying to endorse it, child. And because I'm going to talk to you now. They're trying to endorse it, make it be all right. Now, God don't hate you, but he hates that sin. And if you choose to get over that sin, brother and sister, that's a price to pay. And I don't think you qualified to pay it. You're laughing, you're having fun. I'm going to say this. I was at a house. I was talking to a family. And they did not receive too well because God sent us there to do a work. I ain't give up on them. But I told some of them young girls, I said, I know your skin is tight, and everybody tell how good you look, and you got your skin tight and your pants tight. So you can see everything. You understand? I said, but just keep living. I said, just keep living. That skin gonna wrinkle on you. And everybody talking about how pretty you are. When you get there, they ain't gonna be looking at you. Because they're gonna roll up, swell up, and stretch up, stretch out. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. And then it'll flop around. So you better get some wisdom of God while you're young, because what you do while you're young gonna cause you either joy days come that will come to you, or miserable days, crying, swole up, messed up with stuff that you didn't have to put up with. So when people try to do things their way and make it all right, and then try to enforce it on other people, that's all right, child. Okay, be a fool if you want to, because you cannot. God has forgiven. That's what's so silly. God has wiped out everything, and then you still jumping over in that stuff. He forgave us of everything. I mean, everything. And said, he said, hear me, I will never fail you. I will not relax my hold on you. I'll never leave you. I will make sure that you get it. Just be content where you are. What you mean by where I am right now, and no use to me being all tensed up. Just relax. I'm going to keep believing God. Because he's going to get me where I need to go. And because if I obey him and do what he says, I don't care what area of my life, God will get me where I need to go. Because he had destined my life before I started to live this life. He had already destined me. Destined you. So let's read up. Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 4. Let's pick up at verse 17. I may read through this and pause when I need to, but you got to hear this. 17, I'm going through Ephesians 4, 17, straight on into Ephesians 5, down to 20. So this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as what? Other Gentile walk. See, once you come out of the world, once you get born again, you ain't got no business out there don't walk. Your time, your desire should be, I'm seeking God. Find out what the Father wants. Because you just left that. Now, why are you going back to, what did the Lord say to those Galatians? You foolish, crazy Galatian. Who in the world worked witchcraft you? to fool you. That's in the third chapter. You've been delivered from this and you're going right back into what's the matter with you? He calling you foolish, crazy Galatian. How foolish can you get? You've been delivered. When you were out there and you're going to go right back into what you've been delivered from, when you were out there in it, did you, any miracle got worked in your life? No. Well, dummy, what you doing back over there? So he said, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as the other Gentile walk in the vanity of their mind. See, they were walking by their mind, and we are led by the Spirit. Hello? We are led by the Spirit. Hello? Having their understanding what? Darkened. Being what? Alienated from the life of Christ. That means they just totally separated from it. Alienated. Alienated from the life of Christ, life of God through the ignorance. How were they separated? Through the ignorance that is in them. Why? Because of the blindness of their heart, who being past what? Feeling, had given themselves over unto what? A lasciviousness that's to work all kind of evil, ungodly, impure, filthy practice with sexual activity, with money, deeds done, but to filth, ungodly stuff. I remember this. I'm just going to tell the outer edge of it. And this is how young people get fouled up. I was in Vietnam, you know, you're over there, and somebody got a filthy movie. And what they did, I couldn't believe I saw what I saw. I'm just not going to tell it, but I just couldn't believe it. I said, nobody do something that stupid. And see, you got all this going on, and then you wonder why our children are acting the way they're acting. Now, you can go on the internet, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. I know on the internet. You can go on the internet because on the Facebook, I can't believe people are as stupid as they are. It amazed me. But when you're in darkness, you'll do anything. You think you're doing something so cool, putting your business, putting your dirty laundry out there like that. Boy, whoo, I wouldn't want nobody to know I had that kind of filthy laundry. I wouldn't want nobody to know it. I'd burn that sucker before I put it out there. You can go on the internet and find any kind of filth against the word of God. And don't even mention New Orleans. And don't even go to New York. And then circle around to California. Please don't stop by Las Vegas. And don't even go down to the coast at the casinos. Maybe across the street, I don't know. And you wonder why all of these things going on?